the ambrosial song of the beautiful Lord Sri Krishna, chapter 7, Vigyan Yoga, divine communion through discernment and realization. In the Bhagavatam, 11th canto, the Hamsa avatar of Krishna stated, the three states of wakefulness, jagran, dreaming, swapna, and deep sleep, susupti, are conditions of the intellect only. It is conclusively proved that the transcendent self is altogether distinct as a witness of these three states of wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. Verse 1. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, Arjuna, now hear how by practicing divine communion with me, with your mind attached to me, depending upon me as your sole refuge, you shall come to know me completely, without any doubt. I shall explain to you in full this knowledge along with its realization by means of discernment. For one who knows me, nothing further remains to be known in this world. Out of thousands among humankind, scarcely anyone strives toward perfection. And among the striving, even among the perfected, scarcely anyone knows me in truth. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intellect, and egoism, my manifested material nature, is thus divided into these eight elements. Such is the inferior energy, O Mahabahu. But know also of my superior energy consisting of souls, who are the very life element by which this universe is sustained. The inferior energy is the source of origin of the bodies of all living beings, and the superior energy is the source of origin of the living souls within all beings' bodies. Thus you should understand that I am the original source of this entire universe, as well as the place to which the universe returns when it is dissolved. There is nothing whatsoever which is superior to me, O conqueror of wealth. Everything in existence is strung upon me as are pearls on a thread. I am the flavor of water, O son of Kunti. The radiance of the moon and sun, the sacred syllable Om in all the Vedas, the sound and ether and the masculine nature of men. I am the pure fragrance of earth and the potency of flame. I am the life essence in all beings and the austerities of the ascetics. Know me as the original primeval seed of all living beings. I am the intelligence of the intelligent and the potency of the potent. I am the strength of the strong, which is devoid of passionate desire and attachment. And I am that amorous conduct, which is not opposed to scriptural law. All states of being, whether of the nature of goodness, passion, or darkness, proceed from me. But know that I am never controlled by them. They are controlled by me. Deluded by the states of being produced by these three qualities of material nature, this entire universe does not perceive me, who am above those qualities and imperishable. Truly divine and challenging to penetrate is this magical display of illusion produced by my tristeless material nature. Yet those who take refuge in me surely awaken from this hypnotic dream. The performers of evil deeds, lowest among mankind, do not take refuge in me. Such deluded persons, their wisdom stolen away by illusion, become attached to through demoniac existence. Four kinds of persons who are performers of good deeds worship me, O Arjuna. One who is suffering, one who is seeking knowledge, one who desires prosperity, and the wise one who is seeking the absolute truth. Among them, foremost, is a person in wisdom who is ever steadfast in devotion to the one Godhead, for I am exceedingly dear to him, and he is dear to me. All of these persons are indeed noble, but I consider the one who possesses divine wisdom to be situated verily within my own self. That soul is already united with me, who am his highest goal. At the end of many births, one with divine wisdom takes refuge in me, thinking, all that exists is Vasudev. Such a great soul is very rare. Those whose wisdom has been stolen away by this or by that craving resort to the worship of others, the celestials, and follow this or that religious rite constrained by their own natures. Whatever form of deity any devotee wishes to faithfully worship, I bestow upon each worshiper the according steadiness of faith. Endowed with such faith, he worships that deity and thus obtains what he aspired for, his fulfillments in truth being granted by me alone. But temporary is the gain of those with little intelligence. The worshippers of the celestials go to the celestials. So also do those devoted to me come to me. When I, the unmanifest, choose to become visible, unintelligent persons think that I have, quote, entered a body, which is a product of material nature. They do not know my supreme state of being, which is immutable and incomparable. I am not manifest to all, as I am covered by my mystical veil of illusion. Hence this deluded world does not recognize me, who am unborn and imperishable. I know those beings who have departed in the past, those who are now present, and those who are yet to be in the future, O Arjuna. I know all living beings, but not one among them truly knows me. Due to the deceptive appearance of duality caused by the arising of desire and aversion, all living beings fall into delusion at the time of birth. But those persons who are free from the delusion of duality, whose misdeeds have come to an end, and whose every activity is thus pure, they worship me with firm vows. Those who, striving toward release from old age and death, take shelter in me, come to know Brahman entirely, as well as the indwelling Oversoul, and the complete range of activities which are occurring in all planes of being. Those who know me along with my roles in the earthly and heavenly planes of existence, and who know my role in the transcendental plane of sacrifice, are joined with me in thought, even at the hour of death. Thus ends the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vijnan Yoga, Divine Communion through Discernment and Realization.